Well, what is up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And the Dubs give up the biggest lead in playoff history to lose Game 2 to the Los Angeles Clippers. Got a lot of notes and numbers from this awful, disgusting, mind-numbing, frustrating collapse by the Dubs. Couple of things they can do to hopefully avoid anything else like this going forward, and some post-game sound too. That's all coming at you next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And I don't really know where to start. I mean, I guess I'll start with the fact that the Warriors blew a 31-point lead to lose to the Clippers tonight in Game 2 of Round 1 of the NBA playoffs. Man, I'm still blown away. I mean, from what we just saw, it was a great comeback by the Clippers and an absolutely epic collapse by the Warriors. I had all these notes from the first and second half that I was going to get to and just break this thing down, but with that performance and that ending, there's not a ton to say about the first and second half, except Warriors were great in the first half. They go into the locker room up 23 off of a Steph last second three to end the half. Well, not last second. There's like 2 seconds left, whatever. But third quarter came. Warriors were playing good. They got it up to 31. Steph Curry gets his fourth foul. And all of a sudden, everything just went wrong. KD only took 8 shots in the game. And if you are going to tell me that it's because Pat Beverly's guarding him, I will tell you that's bullshit. KD had a bad game. I will say that. He went 5 of 8 from the field, only taking 8 shots. That's a joke. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 9 turnovers, and he fouled out with a couple minutes left in the fourth, which also really hurt the Warriors, man. They could have used him and some of his easy buckets, especially because he fouled out after Pat Beverly fouled out, and he did not play well. Klay did not especially play well. He was 6 of 11, 1 of 4 from the 3, and only had 17 points. He hasn't been great the first two games, offensively at least. Defensively, he was okay. Once they started hitting shots, the Warriors kind of got a little lax. Clippers start hitting shots, and then it was just, they couldn't stop them. The snowball was rolling downhill. Floodgates were open. Whatever you want to call it, whatever cliche you want to use. The Warriors, for the second game in a row, have at least 20 turnovers, 22 tonight to top last night's 21. Steve Kerr seemed to check out mid-third. I don't know what he was doing with some of his rotations. Boogie went down early in the game, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But Boogie goes down, so then it messed up the rotation a little bit. Steph getting his fourth foul messed up the rotation a little bit. But there were some things that he did that were just questionable. Kevon Looney had, hands down, his best game of, I don't know about career, but his best playoff game of his career. He ended with 19 points on 6 of 6 shooting, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and I don't remember seeing him in the fourth quarter. Now, maybe he did get some early minutes, but Bogut played a long stretch there when Kevon Looney had been playing great the entire game. I do understand subbing out Steph with his fourth foul, but at the same time, you're up 31 at that point. Keep him in a couple more minutes. What if you blow that lead to 40? And then you can take him out. Or maybe he gets his fifth foul, and then you can take him out. You know, I don't know. There was just a lot of stuff tonight that went bad. But again, it's not Steve Kerr's fault. I mean, look, he wasn't on the court. Jordan Bell played a couple minutes, and in about 2 minutes, he managed to get yelled at by both Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green. It just seems like once Steph got that fourth foul and came out, everything kind of fell apart for the Warriors. In the first half, they were up 73-50 going into halftime. In the second half, they got outscored 85-58. In the third quarter, they were outscored 44-35. In the fourth, they were outscored 41-23. Just as bad of a collapse choke job, this was a choke job that I've ever seen. And at least this choke job, at the very least, cost them 3 days of rest, because there's going to have to be at least a game five. Look, losing games is fine. I didn't mind if this went five, six games. Clippers are a tough team. They play hard. All those accolades they deserve. But, man, blowing a 31-point lead is inexcusable. I'm at a loss for words, honestly. There were so many bad turnovers over the last two nights. I hope Steve Kerr puts together a cut-up of all the awful turnovers that this team had. Because if that's not something they clean up, like, they are in trouble if this continues. If these turnovers continue, if they don't start taking it serious, maybe not with the Clippers, but moving forward against better competition, that's going to cost them. Draymond, late in the game, there was a stop with, like, about a minute something left. Warriors were up two or three, I think. Draymond gets a stop, quickly throws it out to Klay, who's not paying attention. I think that's the third or fourth one we've seen over the last two games where someone's just not paying attention or the guy's too eager to throw it out. Turnover. And guess what? Lou Williams comes down, hits a shot. It just was so they gave it away, and it looked like they were giving it away while it happened. You could almost feel it. Once it was cut to 14, it just felt, I don't know, almost inevitable. Almost inevitable. I mean, maybe Steph could pull something out, which he did not. Once he got his fourth foul and came back in, he was not very good. Klay was not very good tonight, offensively at least. He had a wide-open three to take the lead that he just clanked, and it was wide open. I mean, wide open. And he clanks it. I don't know. So as far as the game's concerned, let's just flush it. It was terrible. Let's get over it. Got more games coming up, more games they have to win, especially in this series. But one thing that did happen tonight that is a heartbreaker and will hurt the Warriors a little bit, but not too bad, is early in the game, DeMarcus Cousins went down with a quad injury. He actually made a nice play, got a steal, is going up the court, and non-contact just goes down. And that was when you knew something was wrong. I mean, obviously. But when you go down non-contact, that's always when you get worried. And he got up, hobbled his way to the locker room. There's a picture online where there's this massive lump swelling on his quad. And you can just see it. And Steve Kerr just said he's going to be out a while. And not so much for the Warriors' playoff chances or what they do on the court, but for DeMarcus Cousins, I just feel terrible, man. You know, coming off the torn Achilles, finally getting to play in the playoffs for the first time in his career, and this is what happens in the second game. Steve Kerr didn't give many specifics, except he thinks he'll be out a while. And he will get an MRI tomorrow, and I don't want to speculate, but possibly a torn quad. We'll see. Hopefully a bad sprain. Still hope for that, but, you know, it looked serious. So I just feel awful for him. But as far as the game is concerned on the court, yes, the Warriors have a higher ceiling with DeMarcus Cousins on the court. Maybe a lower floor, though, because of his defensive limitations. So as far as on-the-court stuff goes, if one of the five starters was going to go down, the drop-off between Cousins and the next player isn't as big. But, man, it's a heartbreaker. I really do feel bad. Regardless of what team he was on, I would feel bad seeing this happen. So cross our fingers, hold our breath. Let's wait and see what the MRI says. But it did not look bad, and Steve Kerr did not sound optimistic post-game. We're going to take a quick break, come back, look at some of the things that the Warriors can and need to fix moving forward, not just for this series, but for the rest of the playoffs. But first, if you are looking to subscribe to Locked On Warriors, which you should all be subscribing, honestly, let's be real here, you can go to the podcast app Himalaya and tell them to give you Locked On Warriors. That is podcast app Himalaya. You can also get it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure you subscribe. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors, or tell them to play any of the Locked On podcast that we have on the podcast network, because we got you covered with MLB. We got you covered NBA. We got the NFL covered. We got the big colleges covered. We got everything you want. Local experts with your team every day. So make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts you need on the Locked On podcast network. Like I said, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Warriors. And speaking of smart devices, they don't get much smarter than Wyze cameras. Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. Wyze is packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for only $20. You get 1080p full HD, images so clear you won't miss a thing, night vision, two-way audio. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to everyone. And for $20, I mean, who can't afford that? Check on your home anytime with Wyze's app. On the live stream, you can connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus. You can check on the app. You can see the live stream from anywhere, from literally anywhere on your smartphone. Be sure to get Wyze, because you'll also get a free rolling 14-day cloud storage. That's 2 weeks free of cloud storage. And also, no subscriptions. So you're getting those 2 weeks free. You're getting the amazing things Wyze does, but no subscription. You don't have to set the date to go in there to cancel because you're going to get charged again. It's no subscription. You can get it anywhere. It's only $20 a cam. You can do anything with it, man. You can watch your kids destroy your house, keep an eye on your laundry, bird watching, watch food simmer on the stove. You can watch plants grow through time lapse. That's another feature they have, time lapse. You can watch contractors repave your driveway through time-lapse. Time-lapse is pretty awesome, by the way. And if you want more, they got that too. For just $10 more, Wyze Campan gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast. Your camera should too. Works with Alexa. You get free rolling 14-day cloud storage, and it works with your mobile phone from literally anywhere. You can patrol your room with PanScan. Set the camera's patrol route with up to 4 custom waypoints. Wyze Campan automatically detects, tags, and tracks motion within its field of view. Keeping up with life in real time has literally never been so easy. Go to wyze.com/locked to get the guaranteed lowest price. That is wyze.com/locked. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Warriors blow the biggest lead in NBA playoff history to the Los Angeles Clippers. 31-point lead. And you know the 3-1 jokes are coming. It's annoying. It's frustrating. As frustrated as I am, I can't imagine how the players feel. They'll be heading down to LA for 2 games down there. They will play Thursday night in LA, which, all jokes aside, look, the Warriors, hopefully they take care of business. Take it serious. Don't enjoy LA as much as they usually do. And go take care of this team, because, man, I hope their pride's hurt right now. Because this was pathetic. I mean, this was really, really bad. And they know it. So hopefully that's what they do. They lock in, take care of business down there, finish them up here, and this thing only goes 5. Because they were on the hot track to a sweep until they gave up a 31-point lead. Some of the things they need to clean up, though, not just this game or this series, but for the playoffs, if they want to win another championship, number one is turnovers. You have to eliminate the turnovers. You have 43 turnovers in 2 games, and so many of them are unforced, slapstick, careless, dumb, not paying attention turnovers. So that's one thing they're going to have to eliminate, and I mean immediately. They're going to have to cut that in half. KD had 9 tonight. Draymond, in 2 playoff games against the Clippers, he had 6 in his first game, another 4 tonight. So he has 10. That's terrible. This is absolutely something they need to fix, and they need to fix it immediately. They need to cut down on the fouls. They're fouling way too much. Now, tonight was tough because, man, those refs really were enjoying blowing the whistle. And I'm not saying it benefited either team either way. I just know as a viewer, I was getting annoyed. There were 76 free throws taken overall, 64 fouls called. Too much, man, way too much. And it really messed up the flow of the game for both teams. It was just, as a viewer, I just didn't like it. But as far as the Warriors are concerned, they have to foul less. Turnovers, fouls, offensive rebounds. They gave up 8 offensive rebounds tonight. Warriors had 7. So it's not a huge number or anything like that, but still, you have to stop giving up offensive rebounds because your size, especially with Boogie out now, size is going to be somewhat of a problem. So, turnovers, fouls, offensive rebounds, and it's the same thing Steve Kerr has said that they need to focus on. But if they can figure it out, lock that stuff down, they'll be fine. But tonight, man, tonight really hurt. We're going to have to sit on it for 2 days and wait until Thursday. And again, I'm not nervous about it, but man, they haven't played well in LA. They sure haven't. So hopefully they get it together, lock in, and don't take advantage of the LA nightlife that they usually do or whatever they do down there. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm not going to get to from tonight's game because of it was just so bad, the ending, 31-point loss lead. But I do want to mention Quinn Cook had himself some really nice minutes, especially when he came in for Steph when he had his fouls. Quinn was 3 of 3 from 3, 4 of 7 from the field, 11 points. One of the weird things also when Steve Kerr was scrambling to figure out a rotation, Alphonso McKinney didn't get many minutes. He only played about 3 minutes in the first quarter. And I don't know, maybe Steve Kerr saw something that I didn't, it's not obvious to our naked eye, but I just thought he could have been another nice option. So we'll see what happens moving forward with the rotation. It's something they're going to have to work out again now that Boogie is presumably out for a while. And excuse me, I called him Boogie. DeMarcus Cousins is presumably out for a while, which just sucks. It's just a heartbreaker. Not just the fact that the Warriors are losing Boogie, but for him personally, it's tough. And Steph had a bad game. That's all there is to it, man. He ended 8 of 18 from the field. He had 22 points in the first quarter. He had a great first half. 22 points. He ended the second quarter with 11 of the Dubs' last 15 points. Puts the Dubs up 23. Looks like they're rolling. And then he picks up his fourth foul in the third. And that just threw everything off. Steph finished the second half with 7 points, 29 on the game. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say. He was bad in the second half. But I think that's enough of that. Going to take one more quick break, come back, play some sound bites from post-game, then wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went over some things that the Warriors can and need to clean up, not just for this series, but in the playoffs moving forward. Hopefully they can get those things done. I'm confident that they can. But, man, tonight was deflating. It was tough. It was really tough. Steve Kerr had some interesting things in his post-game. Here's what he had to say about tonight's game and the effort and just how they blew that 31-point lead.
Well, we stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. I mean, they scored 85 points in the second half. We had really done a good job defensively in the first half. So we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Steve, Mark, Medina Bay Area News Group. What's the training staff told you about DeMarcus?
What's the
training staff told you about DeMarcus?
There's a pretty significant quad injury. So we'll get an MRI tomorrow, but he's going to be out for, I'll just say a while. I don't, because I think it's unclear right now how long he'll be out. But, it's significant.
There's Steve Kerr on the game and just what happened in the third. He basically said they just stopped playing, stopped defending. And when you do that, you're in trouble. And another thing he kind of alluded to was just kind of cheating the game. He's a big believer in playing the right way, so to speak, and that's not just on the court. Like, you know, he doesn't believe in tanking, trying to manipulate standing, stuff like that. He feels like that stuff will come back to bite you. And he also feels that, you know, getting arrogant in the third quarter and stopping playing the high level of basketball that you were throughout the first half will cost you a 31-point lead, and that's exactly what it did. He also mentioned DeMarcus Cousins at the end and just that it's a significant quad injury and that he'll be out a while. And I'm just heartbroken for DeMarcus. It just sucks. I mean, it really sucks. There's not much else to say. Just feel bad for him. Feel bad for him. Clay was also asked about tonight's game. He had a similar take to Steve, but here's what he had to say.
We let our guard down. We weren't the aggressors anymore. We didn't deserve to win that game. Basketball gods didn't reward us. I mean, I had a wide open look at the top of the key. In and out happens. We'll bounce back. I'll bounce back. The whole team will. We'll right the ship.
Is anger a good emotion right now to have after a game like this?
If channeled right, it will be, and I think we will. We have a lot of experience. It's not the first time we've been tied in a series, and I know we'll bounce back. We're too prideful not to.
So there's Clay on the game. I like what he said because it's kind of similar to what Steve said. Basketball gods cheating the game, kind of the same thing, to where you don't get rewarded for playing the wrong way. And that's what Clay was kind of alluding to. Just, you know, we didn't deserve to win it, and the basketball gods didn't reward us. When he had a wide open look for that three at the end of the game, wide open, you know, I'd want him to take that shot 100 times. And he just missed it. And then I also like the answer about if anger is a good emotion after a game like this. And he said if it's channeled right, it can be. And he thinks that this team will. And one positive that I think this team will get out of this game is they got punched in the face. And now it's time to wake up, time to lock in, that you can't fuck around anymore. You can't. You know, even if you're up 31 points, you can't let your guard down. And Clay mentioned that this team's too prideful not to respond. And I hope that's right. I hope he's correct because they need to. You know, they have the opportunity to do something really special. And that's a three-peat. And it's hard to three-peat not just because, you know, it's hard to win a championship. It's hard to three-peat because you have to win the first two. And that's what they did. It's not as if they can try and three-peat next year. So they really have to lock in, and hopefully this is the wake-up call that they needed to do so. But we'll see. We will see. We'll see you on Thursday. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review to Locked On Warriors. You can find Locked On Warriors on the brand new Himalaya podcast app. This app is incredible. It has personally curated playlists for you and new features being added every single day. So you can get me there on Himalaya. You can also find this podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Just tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. Make sure you go ahead and click that subscribe button for me too. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.